As far as, injuries go, no changes, from yesterday. Same guys were out there, as you saw, yesterday's practice. Today was, like a Friday, and tomorrow we'll come in the morning, have our mock game at 10:30, meetings in the morning, mock game at 10:30, and then hop on the buses at 3 o'clock. Had a good practice. We've talked, as a staff, like we talked about yesterday, about playing time, and we'd like to get everybody, a significant amount of reps. Some guys will get less than other guys, and there might be a few cases, where guy won't play at all. So, as far as that goes, that's kind of how we stand on the deal. We've had a good, couple days of preparation, like we talked. It was a short week, but, we're planning on going down there and building off the last couple ball games and try to head into the regular season on a positive note.
So,
no.
Neither one?
No.
You don't know?
They won't play.
So is that usually a case-by-case kind of decision in terms of who plays, who doesn't? Kind of talk about that rationale.
Exactly. And some of it is based on, age, and some of it is based on maybe their status health-wise, A guy like Feely, who probably could go in and play, and he's been practicing, and he's been off, he's been, out there for a couple of days now, would like to go, but, we'll see how he is tomorrow. Warm him up, and then make a decision on a guy like that. So it's case by case.
I think Andrew will probably get 1-2 series, or do you feel like a quarter?
Again, it's hard to tell, right now. Try to see what the mindset is of, what they're doing, how they're going to approach this thing, and I kind of have an idea. So, if he gets a series, that'd be great. If he gets nothing, that'd be great.
Do you generally talk to the opposing coach, say how are you going to do it? I mean, just so your guys are on the same page or not?
No. I mean, guys, generally, don't have any conversations, prior. I've never have had a conversation with anybody. Guys are going to, we've got a bunch of guys we talked about yesterday that still need to be evaluated. Guys still trying to make a 53-man roster on both sides. So, they're going to play and we're going to play.
With Hayward Bay, I think there are a fair number of people out there who, look at the depth charts and who starts, who doesn't, him, T.Y. in that situation. Can you just speak to that arrangement and why that works for you guys, why, T.Y. is a good fit number three, and just, I certainly don't have any expertise.
Well, I mean, we needed, a guy to come in here to fill the role, that Donnie basically played last year for us, Donnie Avery. So when you have a chance to get, a guy like DHB, who's, so-called X receiver, and Reggie's a multiple guy, and he can go play the Z, and T.Y.'s, certainly a slot guy that he can play outside too. I mean, a lot of people think just because he's a little guy that, guys will get up on him and get in his face and press coverage, and he'd have a hard time getting away from him. But you can't get your hands on that guy in a phone booth, But having a guy like DHB, who's big and physical and obviously can take the top off the defense, he's a great fit and a great compliment. And so, again, losing Donnie, who was productive for us last year, and bringing DHB into the mix, we're really solid with those three guys right now.
Is it too strong to say, does it allow you to protect T.Y. a little bit? I mean, he's a small.
What's that?
Does that allow you to protect T.Y. a little bit as well? I mean, is that even a consideration? He's a smaller guy and those kinds of
things? Well, T.Y. is a smart guy, so we can do whatever we want to do with him. So if he needs to go, take a few snaps off Reggie, he can do that. If he needs to play X, he can do that. He can play in the slot. I mean, it's unlimited what that guy can do. I've been around, offenses for a long time that were fullback oriented, in college and some in the NFL. So, even though we were, multiple tight end sets, a year ago and been around that for a while, the way he's played, it's he gives you a dimension where, he can still You know, those guys, again, are really hard to find, you know, number one. And when you get a guy like Stanley who, you know, has the courage and toughness to go lead up on linebackers down after down, kick big defensive ends, outside linebackers out on the edge. And then he's a threat in the pass game. He's not, you know, one of these short-necked fullback guys that, you know, typically, you know, you say, hey, you know, throw a dog a bone, you know, give him a belly on third and one, maybe one fullback, you know, pass in the flat, you know, every 4 or 5 weeks. You know, this guy's a legitimate guy that you can hit in the flat and, you know, get into an empty set, put him out in space, and he can make a lot of things go, throw a screen to him, you know, so I was all for it from the jump, you know. So has he grown on me? Yeah.
How have you seen Adongo pick up football the last month or so?
You know what? It's every day he picks something new up, you know, and it's he's got a, you know, right now he's got 75 coaches out there plus 20 guys that actually call coaches, you know, because I see everybody work with him from, you know, all of his teammates, the guys that coach him in the position room. I mean, it's amazing what everybody's done with this kid, and very, very bright guy, and he's picked up, you know, the system and the scheme and the nuances of the game. I mean, he's still learning, obviously, but like I said, he's a quick study, and he's growing every day, and guy's like a sponge. I mean, he's just yearning to, you know, every time you turn around, he's asking somebody a question. So he's doing well.
Mike, was that a Don Wick in here? Was that?
Yeah.
Mike,
yeah.
Playing this week or not? I mean,
you know what? I don't think we're ready to throw him out there yet. You know, and that's, he's ready. He's more than ready. He's sitting there chomping at the bit every game. I turn around, he's standing right behind me the whole game. You know, waiting to get thrown out there, and you know, I'm just, you know, going to protect, you know, Daniel from himself. He wants to go in the worst way. But, you know, until he has a full understanding of everything that's going on, I'm not worried about him giving effort. I'm not worried about him knowing what to do. I'm just worried about just the speed of the game and, you know, our opponent, something happening to him to where, I mean, guys have been playing, you know, 5, 6, 7 years in the league, you know, running down on a kickoff and don't see a trap block coming, you know. I just don't want to throw him into a situation like that right now where he hasn't, you know, have a full grasp of everything going on. So I don't want to do that to that kid.
You mentioned again that Flanner and Allen won't play Thursday. In your mind, will they be ready for Oakland?
Yes.
Will you win as well?
Yes. Excuse me? No, he was good. Came in this morning, was fine, and went through today. And so that's a plus. Very encouraged by that.